You give me that eye candy. Give me that eye candy so I can see him. Yeah, that's the stuff.
Don't. Oh, Austin. This is our last episode before the election.
And our first since an erection. Whoa.
Oh, I feel a sense of reckless abandon in the air, where things are about to get so bad that everybody's just like, you know, professing feelings and, you know, doing drugs and just, you know, seizing the day, as it were, before somebody tries to seize our government.
Yeah. And like I've told you, I'm never going to confess my love for mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to steal you from Courtney if I get a chance, because that's what I'm into, is the act, not... That doesn't reflect any feelings I got towards you. I just got a Jolene people.
I just thought that you were going to imprint yourself upon my child, and then we would all pretend that that was okay.
That it's normal. That's like, no, it's fine. This is the thing I do, where if I make eye contact with your child, I'm in love with them forever.
Also, it's not Mormon-y at all. There's no Mormon undertones to that.
It's not even a little bit Mormon-y.
Well, Austin, what sort of reckless abandon would you like to do in these last 72 hours in which we have a democracy, I guess? a semblance of one. Let's be honest.
It's very Majora's Mask coded this week.
Mm, mm-hmm. You're so Zelda-pilled, dude.
So, yeah, I guess... if I can't wake up the four giants with the 72 hours I have left, then I gotta go to the top of the clock tower, have a confrontation to learn the Song of Time. It's that simple.
Cool. Well, I never thought that the hope for American democracy would rest with you and
my
okay
knowledge of video games,
from
like I'm the last Starfighter. Yep, that's me, baby.
Oh, God. Oh, this last Starfighter reboot is terrible.
I've got to save what democracy.
Welcome to the show.
By getting through 9 dungeons.
No, just cut it there. Don't do the 9 dungeons bit. That's dumb.
Cut it where?
Science. Magic. Horses. Truth. Banter.
I'm here. What? You're queer.
What?
Get used to it.
Why the very idea?
I know, I've thought about it a lot, wrote a lot of fan fiction about it.
Now, what were we talking about before your computer did a doo-doo?
Before my computer did a doo-doo, I think we were talking about the idea that only you can save us in this upcoming implosion of the American democratic system.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, no, I mean, what's going to happen is Democrats are just going to lay down and be nice again.
They can have it.
And
you know,
fundraise a lot.
It's not who wins it. It's who wants it more. You know what I mean?
No, I mean this. Here's my prediction: 30 lawsuits filed within the first 6 hours of election day. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna say that in the end, regardless of what is not proven with voter fraud, that this election will be decided by the Supreme Court.
What I'm hearing you say is freedom wins.
That's what I'm calling right now. That's the opposite of what I'm saying, but yeah.
God bless America.
And then we're going to reinvade Vietnam.
Oh, actually, yeah. Let's just keep annexing stuff. Let's just add to the imperial machinery. That'll fix. You're so smart. Oh, my God. You figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, that'll distract from the genocides we're funding, so it's fine. It's
by adding just more on top of the pile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a maximalism, baby. Jesus Christ.
Just like you're designing the opposite of an iPod store.
An Apple store? They don't even sell iPods anymore.
What? What year is it?
Oh, no, Austin. Do you think this is the 2000 election?
Yeah, I haven't been able to form new memories since I got Memento.
Oh, no. Ah, buddy. You know that thing we're all making fun of Al Gore for?
I think this Al Gore guy is really going places.
Well, the thing we're making fun of him for is going to be a real big problem.
Yeah, hopefully South Park doesn't come along and, you know, weirdly ensure that climate change happens.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, libertarians are destructive.
What? No, they love paying for roads.
Oh, boy.
And garbage services and basically all the civic infrastructure we need to keep things afloat. Libertarians love those.
Yep, they sure do. Did you see Kamala Harris on SNL last night?
Did she go on SNL?
She went on SNL as herself with Maya Rudolph talking in the mirror to
get advice. Oh, that'll,
okay,
good. Yeah. That'll fix it.
Yeah. It's fine, yeah.
Democracy saved, baby.
Uh-huh.
Tell me Tim Walz came out and did a little dance.
To the windows, to Tim Walz.
Till the sweat runs down my balls.
I mean, if they win, it does mean that, you know, we are a heartbeat away from America just having a dad in charge. Just big dad energy.
That's honestly, we've had dads in the White House, but like, you know, bad ones.
Right.
Like emotionally distant ones that don't know how to congratulate you if you win something.
Yeah, no, hear me out. Like, Tim Walz, for whatever reason, I'm not saying anything, becomes the president after Kamala is no longer president for some reason. That would be fascinating. That would be utterly fascinating.
Yeah, the closest thing we've had to a progressive in there since
Carter. Fuck. And then Jimmy Carter could finally
die. Bernie Sanders walked into the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since the last time Bernie Sanders was in the White House, mm-hmm. you know, dropping off a birthday cake or whatever he does. Mm-hmm. I trust I've allayed your fears.
Yep. I feel great now. No, I've been very busy with shows and work, and this is like my whole life just like slowed down in the last week.
So you can pay agonizing attention to every second of the political coverage.
Exactly. Exactly.
I can take your mind off. You want to join a cult?
What kind?
We got a lot, honestly. We got the kind that live in an old nuclear bunker that kind of prays to the nuclear radiation that still might be in there.
Okay.
Got a good old-fashioned death cult.
Mm-hmm.
We got I think the paper's bleeding. That's a good sign. Mm.
Yeah, so you're going...
If we can do stuff like make paper bleed.
Do you have anything in, like, cult of personality with vague self-help? Like, I'm looking for something in the vein of a Nexium.
Okay. I do have a guy that brands you, but... he's not...
He's just a rancher. He's just like a rancher.
Yeah. They call him the sex rancher. I don't know if it's a cult so much as a bespoke service, but we can hook you up in that network.
That just sounds like an episode of Sister Wives.
You can be one of his sisters. Yeah, I bet he's a guy like that. He's got to have a couple sister wives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's tough in this economy to have a sister wife. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Sister wives be shopping.
Die in a fire, my friend. Die in a fire.
You know that won't work. I can only be destroyed in the same fire as I was created.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, since everybody poured in their hate, their malice, and their will to dominate all life, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I can only be destroyed in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport where I was forged.
Oh, I hope to God your mother has disclosed where you were conceived.
Well, not for free, she won't. You know the fan fiction that's going to drop about that insight?
I'm calling it Carnival Cruise. It was a Carnival Cruise.
Yeah, I guess I don't know if she's ever been on a cruise, so it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Really, your mom seems like the cruising type, and I mean that in every sense of the word.
Why, thank you.
Melanie Rimel, throwing it back.
You think you were over-under? Do you think you were conceived in 60 seconds or 30?
Oh, 45. Split the difference.
Split the dip.
Yep. Yep. Hold on. What time of year would that be? Yeah, it's a Thanksgiving and you just can't fight them off. Yeah, I feel.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, the trip. Whoa, no.
No, I guess it'd be Halloween, which makes sense. Oh, I wonder which one of them was in blackface.
Probably both of them, because I think that's the only way they could finish.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I love that everybody is finding out about the Heritage Foundation this year in 2025. Like, they're in the general populace's mouth.
Yeah, like,
because
they haven't.
And I have been aware of the Heritage Foundation since I was, like, 10, because that's how my parents have been donating to the Heritage Foundation for decades. Mm-hmm. When I think about
it. The Heritage Foundation came to your second bris that your parents made you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, it grew back, so. We didn't have a devil. Bris. That's a Jewish ceremony.
You're not Jewish?
No. Why did you think I was Jewish?
Because I find you so sexually attractive.
Oh, now it's a fetish thing.
Yeah. I had to pick what hell I walked into, and I picked the one I was most comfortable with.
You know what? If I was gonna pick, if somebody asked me that, that's where I go with. Oh well, just because you're so charming and attractive. Smart. Well, Austin, I am gonna go meet up with somebody who was in my show, and we are going to plot how we surprise the kid who played Seymour. So me and Mr. Mushnick are going to be plotting a surprise for Seymour. We are going to fly the kid out with us for a weekend trip to New York in February, take him to see his first Broadway show.
Okay. And then at what point, I guess, do you plan on like harvesting the young man's skin?
I thought you were going to say organs, honestly. I thought you were going to say organs.
The skin's the biggest organ, idiot.
Well, you got me there, you fucker.
Checkmate, atheist.
You know, I think there will be no harvesting. Honestly, I'm going to just try to prevent a Lost in New York situation from happening. I don't want him talking to Donald Trump in the lobby of a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, that's always at risk of happening because I think he can spontaneously appear in any hotel and work his weird, waxy charisma on people. I think that's how all this is. I think Donald Trump is an SCP.
Oh, that would make so much sense.
Yeah, anyone that watched Home Alone 2, he has a little bit of mind control powers over.
I don't know. I take the guy as an affront to people with Riz everywhere. And I say that as a Rizzler, that his ability to like captivate a crowd with utter fucking stupidity. It's just tone of voice and authority. It's just like dumb Mussolini is not. I just wish he had something interesting to say. Not really, but I don't know. It's much more worse because he just is spewing like dementia-laced garbage up there.
If you think Donald Trump has nothing interesting to say, you've never heard him talk Broadway drama.
How come he was just on like Joe Rogan and Joe Rogan didn't ask him about his relationship with Epstein?
Joe Rogan did or he didn't?
Didn't. And he's talked about Epstein a ton. He's all over the flight logs. There's a bunch of pictures of them together. Why no mention? Why no mention, Joe? Pinnacle of journalism,
then,
Joe Rogan.
Epstein won't let Joe Rogan on the plane, and that's what the objective is.
You know that Epstein's dead, right?
Oh my God, since when?
I don't know.
I can't do the same bit that the guy did.
Jeff Epstein. Jeff Epstein.
The New York Finance.
The New York
Finance. It is my favorite bit. So, but I don't know how to homage it without stealing it.
So brilliant. It's so perfect. Nice try, Conan. Ha ha. So good.
I think I'd have heard something.
I think I'd have heard. I mean, admittedly, we haven't chatted in a couple of years, really, since the pandemic, but.
I know how to clear this up. We'll call Jelaine.
What? So, oh, man. There's never been a better bit. There's never been a better bit.
That was a great bit.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not bitter.
Is that your final answer for comedy?
No.
Final answer?
No. Hold on. I thought there was time. There was finally time. I'm glad this isn't a video podcast because there would be so much of us just staring into space thinking of the next
just
thing
staring
we're going
to
talk
trying
about.
To find fucking something. So depleted is our relationship.
I mean, at 500 episodes, I think we'll... Fuck it. Let's just nuke it. Let's just be done.
Yeah, and we'll segue to an alt-right, like, fresh and fit podcast.
No, I mean, if we...
that's where the money is. I've always wanted to go where the money is.
Well, here's the thing, my friend. We are most likely going to close on this house. We just need an appraisal to happen. When that does, one of the things that I want to do with the house is build in a little studio area. Mm-hmm. And then... you know, get you to move to Missoula and rent the one-bedroom apartment that's in the house. And then we can do the show in person, and we can do it on camera. And I think that would facilitate a reboot. I think at that point, we reboot, you know?
Okay. Double banter.
Nah, I think...
Banter nights.
I'll tell you the title when we're done recording. but I think okay. That's
is it a slur?
Not is that yet.
Like, I can't say it.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I want an
innocuous word. We plan to make a slur through our actions.
You know when something's just so bad it becomes a thing, right? Or so good it becomes a
no
thing.
No one's gonna be able to say "glooble glorp" in polite company ever again.
I think you're gonna need to censor that now, just retroactively, so we don't get canceled.
Because if people go back and they hear it, they won't know it's not
a
slur.
Wow, that
yet,
was the
we'll
first time someone said "glooble glorp" on air. Jesus Christ!
I feel like it needs to stay in for posterity, really.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I know we're getting close on time, but you got any bits about Puerto Rico you want to do real quick?
I'm so glad you asked. Hey, there's an island out there, and I hate it, and the people there are bad. Laugh.
Biggest crowd he ever got to play, and that's what he did.
Oh, don't worry. He also made a watermelon joke.
Well, I didn't watch the whole set. What can I say? I kept seeing Trump MSG trending, and I was like, "Oh, he's saying something racist about the Chinese." And then it wasn't. It was Madison Square Garden, and I was like, "So this has nothing to do with MSG?" Boo.
This has nothing to do with the thing that makes stuff taste good.
Yeah, MSG, also known as flavor.
Well, Dan, as a white person, you know that's too spicy for me.
You do heat just fine. You don't do a lot of heat, but you do heat just fine.
Better than some people we could mention.
Who could we mention?
This time Clark gets a pass. You know, he doesn't have taste buds, so he can eat whatever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear when you look at Clark and his life choices that he doesn't have any taste.
I think, because knowing Clark's delightful nightmare physiology, maybe he has taste buds on like the tips of his fingers.
That's possible.
Which is why he always wants to give me a shoulder rub.
You know, I'm rewatching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood right now, and Clark could do a gluttony cosplay so well.
Try lust.
I think it would actually be really funny if we did that for Halloween, but you're lust.
You just want me in my little black dress.
I do want you in your little black dress.
And my finger needles that shoot out or whatever she does.
That, or you can be the big lady from the new Resident Evil.
Of course, you're referring to Lady Dimitrescu.
Yeah, I know. I know you're. I know you're on Twitch, Austin. I know.
Yeah, it's super hard to have a shrine to that character because she's canonically like 8 feet tall. So I'm trying to get the ceiling raised in my unit before I can put in a full Dimitrescu shrine.
The house that we're probably going to buy has 10-foot ceilings.
Finally, my love shrine will be complete on property that you own.
Exactly. It's just what everybody wanted.
Everybody wants this to happen.
Well, any final predictions about the election before we sign off for the day?
Let me see. Well, first, you're going to hear the tolling of several bells, but that's just the seals breaking. Don't worry about that.
Got it. And for whom are those bells tolling?
Dan, you can't ask that. Holy shit.
Super rude.
Oh my God, you can't just ask for whom the bell tolls.
How do you think the constitutional amendment is going to fare in Montana, the one that enshrines abortion access?
Well, I didn't think that the weed legalization get passed in a million years, and it did, so I'm actually feeling pretty good about that one.
Same. I don't think there's a strong counter argument, and they haven't been running much for ads, so.
And I think down ticket, usually because we live with a bunch of farmers who, though they hate the identity politics of the left, realize that they're the left is the only people willing to fund them.
Yeah, we'll see
and
how
subsidize.
We'll
crops
see how
and stuff.
I think Tester has a strong possibility of actually losing, just because of how the demographics have changed.
I think that's where the money's been going, is to unseat Tester.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he's also spent more than he's ever spent. Like, there's gonna when it all said and done, I think $20 million will have been spent on this one Senate race. It's wild.
Yeah, and I think Sheehy has been described as Trump, but somehow more evil and competent. So hopefully our humble state doesn't birth the Antichrist, but who knows?
Who knows? I'm hoping that, you know, it doesn't go that way. Zinke's been more vulnerable than I would have thought, but Monica Trinnell just doesn't have the gas, frankly. I don't think that she's going to do that. And of course, your side of the state is just going to go red.
It has every year since 1908.
Since time immemorial.
We love the Pinkertons, says Billings.
They would.
Unions, more like you gone, says a state consistently willing to betray its own interests.
Yep. Hey, remember when we had Democrat governors and the state had a budget surplus and people didn't get their property taxes raised?
Tell me of the before times.
Right. But now, you know, the Republican values of spending all of the government surplus and raising the, you know, income, the property tax on middle class and low income folks, you know, time honored tradition.
No. Yeah. Don't worry. Because like I told you, my retirement plan is to give you to he who walks between the rows and then that eldritch god will rain down its bounty on me.
Did you just make a Children of the Corn reference?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, technically, I made two since the before times is from that movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Any other questions? I'm happy to answer anything about Stephen King movies made in the mid-80s.
Hmm. Honestly, I think I'm good. I got nothing for you.
Are you sure? You don't want me to just talk about Kathy Bates? Oh, that's what we got to do. We got to just do a Kathy Bates fan podcast so we do what we love.
Oh, we'll call ourselves the Master Baiters. Good night, everyone.
I'll let you end on that, but I'm not happy about it.
A Secret Weapon production.